Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I'd be doggone.
Marvin Gaye bringing us back, the late, great Marvin Gaye, 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got an answer or a solution or something there that will help you. Maybe an inspiration. And you can find it all there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Keith Cooper is our guest and our good friend, president and CEO of RatePoint. And right now, Keith, I want you to tell us about this new product. Folks, he's got a free new product. We've been talking about how do people view you when they look for you online, when they search for you, when they do a Google search of you or whatever they may do, what is your rep out there? What are people saying about you? Do you know that? Maybe not, Keith, maybe not even your name, maybe not even your company name, maybe your brand, right? It could be, who knows how people are identifying you. You need to know all that, don't you?
Absolutely. And so, you know, after I talked to all these customers and we did our research, one of the things we realized that a lot of people don't know what's being said out there and a lot of people aren't paying attention. So we tried to provide a really simple tool for them to do that. So you can go to ratepoint.com and all you need to do is put in your business name, the town you're in, the state, and an email address, and we'll go out there and search the web with our technology and go to all the key ratings and review sites, and we'll accumulate that information in seconds and bring it back and present it to you so that you get a score. You know, you're going to know where you stand at long last. So between 0 and 100, that's free, right? So you can go on there, and let's say that you're an 82, Jim, and you're saying, well, you know, 82 sounds pretty good. I think I did about that when I was in college. let me see what my competitor across the street does. And so you can actually do it for your competitor as well, and you can compare. And,
wow.
You know, if you see that your competitor's a 95, you're going to want to pay attention. You want
to work to
why
do.
Is that?
Yeah,
and then you can drill down and actually find out why.
I was going to say when you do this experiment, so to speak, you can actually see where you're deficient and work on those areas.
Absolutely, you can go. You can click through to all of those sites and see what people are saying, and,
uh-huh.
and you know, both the star ratings as well as the words that they're using to describe your business.
This is going to help you get better at what I'm calling the moment of relevance. And the moment of relevance, folks, is a point in time beyond competitive. Once you've already been cleared as a competitive company, then let's say you're down to you're one of two or three people are checking around on. If you're an 82 and they're a 95, but their price is the same as yours, their product is the same as yours, you guys are sitting next door side by side. The moment of relevance is when they find out that you're an 82 and they're a 95. They're going to go with the 95, aren't they, Keith?
Yeah, that's so right on. That's something that every single business that's out there, local business, Main Street business, whether it's a restaurant or a plumber or a home services person should do is really check out this review report at ratepoint.com. And once you find out what your score is, and if you want to keep track of it so you can know how it changes, and if it goes down, you know, I'd want to know that, right? If my credit report score goes down,
how often can we
that?
Keep checking that?
Well, you don't have to do it. We'll do it for you.
So this free service, you're going to continue to keep us posted on how things are going.
Yeah, if you want to just sign up for the free service, we'll do it for you once a month, Jim. If you want to make sure that you're on top of this stuff every day, so that if somebody, you know, on Yelp writes a negative review about you, you know, you want to know about that so you can get back and try to respond to that before it gets out there broadly, then we'll monitor that for you every day. And that's part of our paid service, which is just $50 a month.
So, and folks, this is a good way to walk, to crawl, walk, run. This is a good way to start out with training wheels and kind of see what's going on out there, to see what people are saying about you. I really appreciate the fact that you're doing this thing for free, this first introductory thing, Keith, for free, because that's going to help a lot of people. That's going to help a lot of people get used to this, the notion, the dynamic of the online, what's called user-generated content, UGC, folks. It used to be word of mouth. Now it's word of mouth on steroids, user-generated content, UGC. And this is powerful, and it can either make you or it can break you, right?
That's right. And once you get a sense of where you stand, right, you're just getting a snapshot in time of where you stand, then, you know, our recommendation is take action, right? So don't just sit back and wait for things
what
to
do
happen
you do?
To you.
What do you do? What is this action? I mean, let's say this. Let's say that we sign up for this and we find out somebody wrote something and that it wasn't actually correct. It was they misunderstood or there was an error in what they said. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, there's a number of things you can do. First and foremost, you can reach out to whatever review site that is, and if you think it's inaccurate or you think it's a competitor putting it up there or you think it's, you know, your brother-in-law.
There you go, that competitor
might be. Yeah. You need to raise a red flag, and each company, even like ours, has a process for that. But, you know, 70% of people, based on our survey, appreciate being asked to write a review. They think it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Only 6% said, you know, I'd rather not be asked. So that's a dramatic difference. And
but if somebody writes a review and they're correct and then we really did mess up, is it after you fix it, is it okay to ask them to write that we fixed it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing you can do is just generate lots of positive reviews. Because if there's two reviews about you and one is bad, you're 50% bad.
It's a deposit withdrawal kind of thing, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. So we have tools that can help you generate reviews for your business that will populate all of these sites out there, Google and Search.
And that's at ratepoint.com, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Be sure to take advantage of the free service. Hey, Keith, come back again real soon.
I'd like that, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Keith Cooper, folks, ratepoint.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.